Preserving some of Newmarket's past for the benefit of future generations was realized through the vision of a longtime local merchant whose name now lends itself to the town's museum. From its early beginnings to its current role in preserving local artifacts, the Elman W. Campbell Museum on Main Street continues to serve as a hub for cultural programming and educational experiences. In the late 1970s, Mr. Campbell began collecting artifacts in the garage of his home, inviting members of the community to donate items that were significant to Newmarket's history, explained Whitney Broidell, a cultural programmer with the town, adding that Campbell himself donated hundreds of family artifacts. His vision gained momentum as he collaborated with the town of Newmarket and generously gifted a substantial amount of money toward the establishment of the museum. Campbell was a fixture on Newmarket's Main Street for more than 40 years, running a stationery and china store from the 1930s until his retirement. But he was also known for his interests beyond business, particularly his love of amateur radio and astronomy. He often invited local community members to his home to view the stars through his telescope, a treasured item now proudly displayed as part of the museum's collection. Through collaboration with the town of Newmarket, Campbell's generosity helped establish what would become the Elman W. Campbell Museum. The museum project began in 1981 when Newmarket Council approved the use of the upper floor of the fire hall as a museum space. It officially opened its doors in 1982. In 1996, the museum finally found its permanent home in the historic North York Registry Office, an 1884 building that had once served as a land registry office for York County. This move ensured the museum's place within a historical context while expanding its role as a repository for land title records and local heritage documentation. It is the only remaining 19th-century registry office in the region. In recognition of Campbell's significant contributions, the museum was eventually named in his honor. The museum is now home to more than 10,000 artifacts, with the collection continuing to grow. The Newmarket Historical Society, which occupies space in the building, oversees the archives containing 2D objects like documents and newspapers. The museum staff focuses on preserving and displaying 3D objects, artifacts, and historical items from the town's past. The museum offers free daily tours, allowing visitors to explore permanent and short-term exhibits. Anyone can stop by and see the exhibits that are on display, and our staff or volunteers will give interpretive tours to walk everyone through the displays, said Sarah Ernst, Supervisor of Culture. Relying on community support, the museum always welcomes new volunteers. In addition to tours, the museum offers registered programming and events, especially those that highlight the town's heritage and cultural milestones. Weekly programs, such as We Fun Wednesdays for preschoolers and Saturday Fun Days for younger children, offer hands-on activities and crafts that introduce young visitors and their families to various aspects of Newmarket's history. The museum plays an integral role in local education, forging partnerships with Newmarket schools through its curriculum program. Heritage programs for students in grades 1 to 3 allow children to engage with history in meaningful ways, using hands-on activities and artifacts as learning tools. The museum also extends its reach beyond its walls, with exhibits displayed at municipal offices and the Newmarket Seniors Meeting Place. We bring some of our 3D artifacts out to various groups, allowing us to give more hands-on presentations, said Ernst. It's an opportunity to engage directly with the community, offering information in a more tactile way. On average, the museum interacts with about 230 people per month, including visits, programs, and events. In February, the museum will partner with the Newmarket African Canadian Association for a Black History Month exhibition. The exhibit will focus on the power of self-determination and resistance in Black history, told through individual stories. Another highlight is the return of the Heritage Lego competition, a fun and creative way for people of all ages to engage with Newmarket's architectural legacy. Participants are invited to create Lego representations of designated heritage buildings in Newmarket, with submissions due by May 3. Heritage Week, from Feb. 17 to 23, will also offer a variety of special activities and programming to celebrate the town's history. The museum remains open Tuesday through Saturday, from 10 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 p.m., with staff and volunteers available to guide visitors through exhibits and offer insights into the history of Newmarket.